Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Owners of big cars and trucks may soon have to pay more for the privilege of driving them in the nation's capital. Washington, D.C. is considering an annual $500 registration fee for cars that weigh more than 3 tons. That's compared to $72 a year for a regular, typical sedan. Mary Che is the D.C. council member who proposed that idea, and she is here with us now to tell us more about it. Councilwoman, welcome.
Thank you.
And first of all, why don't we nail down what kind of vehicles you're after here? Anything over 6,000 pounds? What is that?
Yes, anything over 6,000 pounds or greater, and that would be your, you know, Hummers and big trucks and that sort of thing. Most will have no change and still pay the $72 per year. And then there's a middle group from, say, 3,500 to just under 6,000 pounds that will have an increase of $60 and $95 respectively. It's only those that are 6,000 pounds or greater that will go to $500, and that will be a $345 increase.
Now, you're in a big, crowded city like Washington, D.C. Do you see a lot of those vehicles on the road?
Actually, the number is not all that great. I don't know precisely what it is, but I do know this. I know that those heavy vehicles cause great harms in a number of ways. First, they're really hard on our roads, and also they use more gasoline. And what's really bad about them is that they're more dangerous. You're 2 to 3 times more likely to die if you're hit by one of these large vehicles than if you're hit by another vehicle. Of course, speed has something to do with that, but in general, that would be the difference. So it's a way, although it's not, you know, perfectly adjusted, it's a way for these larger vehicles to pay their fair share of the harms that they are causing. And by the way, we haven't changed our registration fees since 2003. And during that time, the size of vehicles has increased enormously. So it's to bring it proportionately to the harms that are caused by these larger vehicles.
Now, on the one hand, what you're saying makes sense. There's a lot of reasons why you could or should do this. But wouldn't you be better off making significant changes to the infrastructure of the city, adding, I don't know, protected bike lanes, for example, than regulating what people drive?
Well, we're not regulating what people drive as such. What we're saying is if you're driving these big, heavy vehicles and causing these harms, and could there be other things? Well, we're also doing other things. And let me just say, as a what I think an elegant part of this bill, is that unlike most motor vehicle registration fees that go into our general fund, the money from this will go into protecting the safety of children around schools. And so I think it's a nice way to take the very money that may be generated from this and use it to make the school areas safer for our children.
And how much do you think that might be? How much could you raise?
Well, in 2023, because I think it won't go into effect until October, it's going to be $2.3 million. But then thereafter, for example, in 2024, it'll be $9.3 million, I think it is, a little bit over $9 million. So it's not, you know, it's not insignificant.
Yeah, I you probably remember last year when President Biden visited a GM factory in Michigan and drove an electric Hummer, which was very large. It's a very heavy vehicle, 9,000 pounds, mm-hmm. although it is electric, so, you know, that would take care of the environmental issues. But do you think, sort of big picture, that there's really much of an appetite in this country that loves its big cars and its big trucks to make a shift to something smaller?
Well, people do seem to love these larger vehicles, but this is not necessarily, I don't have any illusions that this is going to be, you know, a very significant calculation about what one buys. The most important thing that has to do with this, it seems, is the cost of gasoline. That's going to have more of an effect on people in general. But again, even if it doesn't change buying practices, at least it makes those who buy these very, very large vehicles pay for the harms, the additional harms that they are causing. I don't believe that people are going to sit down and say, I'll say, oh, honey, should we get that Hummer? And I go, well, you know, the registration fee just went up $300 and some. I don't think that that's going to factor into it per se. But I do think by having that extra money from the registration fees, we can, first of all, increase safety around our schools, but also as a matter of proportionality and fairness, instead of all of us taxpayers paying for the harms caused by these larger vehicles, let the people who want them pay for it.
All right. Mary Che is a member of the Washington, D.C. City Council. Councilwoman, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.